Steps to Achieving Soul Rest. In Matthew 11, 28 to 30, Jesus outlines 5 steps to achieving soul rest. First, he says, concede your burden. He calls to all who are weary and heavy laden to acknowledge the burdens we are carrying and surrender it to Jesus. What burdens overwhelm us? Sin and soul fatigue are heavy burdens to bear. Soul fatigue occurs when there's inadequate spiritual food, when we are starved of the Word of God, lack of oxygen or limited Holy Spirit, excess cholesterol or overindulgence, speeding heartbeat with too many meaningless activities, inadequate sleep or inadequate prayer, partial paralysis or numbness to reality. Signs of soul fatigue are depression, anxiety, lack of confidence, overconfidence, ego, anger, lack of purpose, demotivation, overindulgence, infatuation, addiction, etc. Christ is the only source of relief. Release your burdens by confessing your sins on a regular basis, both known and unknown sins. Admit and release your messed up feelings on an ongoing basis. Daily rest is required. The invitation is to all who labor and everyone, Christians or non-Christians, who recognize the weight in their souls. The second step is to come to Jesus. Reject other go-to people or things. Remove other expectations and dependencies. Release your emotional, physical, and spiritual burdens. Redirect expectations to Christ. The paradox is that we want rest but are not ready to let go of indulgences. We want the world and Christ. We want soul rest but do not want the yoke of Christ. We are often under the cloud of Satan's deception, unwilling to face reality. Are we truly ready for soul rest? How will Christ free our mind, heart, and body? It is not removal therapy but replacement therapy. He replaces Satan's yoke with his yoke. He changes our purpose, our passion, and our endless routines into meaningful, fruitful endeavors and successful results. Thirdly, we must connect to Christ. Jesus has promised, "And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." When we receive Christ and his Spirit fills us, he helps us to acquire his vision, align with his purpose, achieve his goals for us, and fulfill our life's purpose. This is refreshed, not weekly, daily, hourly, but constantly. We talk to Jesus, listen and read his word. He's right beside us always. This is an important spiritual fitness routine that needs to drive our lives. The last two steps are to center around Christ and continue in Christ, which we will see in the next section.